For CRI News, this is Victor Ning. The UN's political chief is stressing the urgency of reducing tensions on the Korean Peninsula after finishing his four-day visit to North Korea. UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs Jeffrey Feltman is suggesting there can only be a diplomatic solution to ease the tensions. Feltman arrived in North Korea on Tuesday for a rare four-day visit at the invitation of Pyongyang. The highest-level UN official to visit North Korea in more than 6 years, Feltman held a series of meetings with North Korean officials. Chinese authorities have announced the plans for a new economic census next year. The State Council says the survey, the fourth of its kind, will cover businesses in the secondary and the tertiary sectors. The census is going to help establish the ownership, financial status, production capacity, energy consumption, digitalization, e-commerce trading, as well as research and development activities among the companies involved. In making the announcement, the State Council is warning local governments of zero tolerance for the falsification of data, forging results, or interfering in the census process. Chinese authorities have confirmed that some 6.4 billion yuan worth of irregular debt has been discovered through the third quarter. The National Audit Office says provincial governments in Jiangxi, Shanxi, Gansu, Hunan, and Hainan have racked up the debt using so-called commitment letters, which are essentially unauthorized bond issues. The audit has also revealed that 10 cities and counties have inflated their fiscal revenues by a total of 1.5 billion yuan. Russia has loaded the inaugural shipment of liquefied natural gas from the Arctic Yamal LNG plant. The Arctic plant is a joint project involving Russia, China, and France. Russian President Vladimir Putin was on hand to inaugurate the launch. The $27 billion US project was launched in 2013. It is co-sponsored by Russia's Novatek, China's CNPC through the Silk Road Fund, as well as France's Total. Kenya is preparing to host the China-Africa Industrial Capacity Cooperation Expo. The expo in Nairobi will run from this coming Wednesday to Saturday. Organizers say the event will provide a platform for large and medium-sized Chinese companies looking for new opportunities in Africa. Leading officials from the Arab League and the Palestinian Authority have held an emergency meeting in Cairo in the wake of U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Arab League Chief Ahmed Abolgate and Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki have issued a call for nations around the world to recognize the state of Palestine with East Jerusalem as its capital. Abolgate has also offered a rebuke to the United States, saying Donald Trump's decision raises a question mark over Washington's role as a peace mediator for the entire world. The meeting comes as protests continue to rage throughout Palestinian territory in the wake of Trump's move on Wednesday. Over 3 years after the group rolled over the Syrian border into Iraq, Iraq's prime minister has now declared his country is now fully free from the Islamic State. Haider al-Abadi has officially declared full liberation following an offensive to root out the militant organization from the last edges of Iraqi territory in the country's western regions. In declaring the end of the Islamic State in Iraq, Abadi has used the opportunity to call for unity within the country's borders. This comes just a few weeks after the Kurdish minority, which was critical in rooting out the militants, voted for the creation of an independent state in northern Iraq. Some 1.1 million applicants have taken this year's Chinese National Civil Service exam. The exam, which took place on Sunday, has seen the applicants competing for 28,000 vacancies in over 120 central government departments. The examination is viewed as one of the most competitive in the country, as only one out of every 39 applicants can secure a government career this year. The results of Sunday's written exam will be announced in January, along with a list of candidates to advance to interviews in March. Civil servant jobs are sought after by many Chinese as they offer a relatively stable career. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Victor Ning.